Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us on the phone, avoiding the hubbub here at the studio during the fundraiser, is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Oh, that makes it sound like I don't love you.
No. I didn't mean that. I just mean, you know, there's a lot of
being lazy.
Okay.
Well, I don't blame you.
Every once in a while, and it's cold.
Yes, it is.
But I want to talk about something hot that's coming to Fayetteville.
Okay.
Shrek.
The musical.
I love Shrek.
He's pretty cute.
My daughter thinks Shrek looks like her dad.
Oh.
That is not a statement of opinion about her dad.
Right.
But people in Fayetteville are excited for a completely different reason. There's a guy named Jason Moore who grew up here.
A Fayetteville native.
And he, among other things, is the director of Shrek.
Yes, directed it on Broadway. He was also nominated for a Tony for directing Avenue Q on Broadway.
And if you missed Avenue Q, who knew?
Right.
He moved to Los Angeles after college and did all the things struggling actors do and some things they usually don't, like teaching safe sex programs at a high school. And finally got a break as assistant director of the musical Ragtime.
Right.
Which was mounting in Los Angeles and then going to New York. By the time he reached New York, the producer had been arrested for securities fraud and he didn't have a job anymore.
Uh-oh.
So he was in New York on a couch, decided that the fates had delivered him there, so he was going to try it. Pretty soon he was associate director of Les Mis.
Which was a huge hit, of course.
And was directing episodic television like Dawson's Creek. Mm-hmm. And then got this musical about puppets that do things that Muppets would never think of doing.
That being Avenue Q, yes.
And it was supposed to be a TV show.
Really?
Yeah, it was supposed to be a half-hour TV show, and the producers of Rent asked him if he could turn it into a full-length stage piece.
Hmm.
And he said the most interesting thing, he said, Avenue Q turned out to be about a community of people who come together to overcome adversity and find their place in the world. Just like Rent, and just like Shrek.
Yes.
So how fun. He just directed his first movie, Pitch Perfect, which has done really well in theaters.
Sorry,
I have
Anna,
yet to see it.
Anna Kendrick, yes.
And he will not be in town for Shrek, but we can all bow toward the West Coast where he's just bought a home and say hi and thank him for the big green guy.
And that opens Tuesday night at Walton Arts Center.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock on Friday, 2 and 8 on Saturday, and 2 and 7:30 on Sunday, and tickets start at $39.
All right.
If you're looking for something for this afternoon, have I got a choice for you?
Okay.
It's The Living Forest at Hobbs State Park from 1 to 4, Mother Nature and her forest friends in costume. Sort of Halloween-y, but not scary.
Right.
The Legacy of Floyd Kramer at 2 o'clock at the Arend Arts Center in Bentonville.
Who's that?
Who's Floyd Kramer? Mm-hmm. Floyd Kramer was a fantastic pianist. He had the big hit with, now I'm blanking on it, Last Date.
Okay.
And this show actually features his grandson.
Right.
Playing piano. Tickets for that are $30 for adults.
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast wraps up this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Benton County School of the Arts High School in Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
Later Life is on stage at 3 o'clock in the brand-new, spiffy, shiny Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale.
Right.
Tickets are $10 to $20. And Clayton Conversations at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Clayton House Museum in Fort Smith is about the history of hardwood.
Right. Some of the people behind the developing Museum of the Hardwood Tree.
Should be really interesting. And Frankenstein, of course, wraps up at 2 o'clock at the Lyric Theater in Harrison.
Except there will be a production of Frankenstein Halloween night at the Lyric.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You're right. He's okay. The smart one.
And it comes to Frankenstein. I keep my tabs on that.
All right. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
And this is KUAF 91.3 FM, Fayetteville, Fort Smith, Bentonville, Elm Springs.
Elm Springs. I know where that is.
Yes. And this is our fall fundraiser.
It is.
On-air fundraiser when we remind you that the reason we can bring you this great lineup of Sunday programs, it's next, it's Our Glass in This American Life, then it's On the Media, then it's the TED Radio Hour, then Garrison Keillor and Prairie Home Companion. The reason we can bring you those programs, The largest, by far, percentage of our operating budget comes from you and listeners just like you who become contributors to KUAF.
Right. Most broadcast media takes less than a minute to tell the story. We have kind of a common theme this morning that we've been talking about how Ozarks at Large allows you, the listener, to get a more in-depth look at what's going on in the Ozarks.
And more nuanced as
well. Right. That kind of insightful broadcasting takes time, quality journalists, and lots of resources. Listeners like you help pay for the insightful news that you hear each morning and every day, whether it's NPR News or on KUAF's own Ozarks at Large. So please, if you value the what you hear every day, please call 1-800-522-5823 or 575-KUAF or
online at supportkuaf.com. You determine the amount and you determine the method. I'm going to try to have a relaxing Sunday now. I don't have to be back on the air until tomorrow at noon with Daily Ozarks at Large with Antoinette. You?
Relaxing as well. Yoga and family dinner.
Well, that sounds like a great Sunday. Thank you for spending part of your Sunday with us as well, and as you have done perhaps for many, many Sundays. We do appreciate it. Ira Glass and This American Life next. Ozarks at Large is a production of KUF. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
Thanks so much for listening.
Happy Sunday.